This is the Arthur Maddleston MP Podcast.
I thought I might share a few hints on where I think the Labour leadership is likely to go. You've got a number of very able people standing for the leadership of the Labour Party. Unfortunately, most of them I really cannot stand. We've got David Miliband, who is a complete... Yes, one of those. Fortunately, his brother is possibly even worse. You know, if you want Harry Potter running the country, then one of those two are probably the way to go. Now, a lot of people actually say that David Miliband is an incredibly sexy man. I haven't met anybody who says this, but I know a lot of people do. I think it's David Miliband's mother who says these things. You can sort of imagine her at a sort of dinner party saying, you know, oh, the thing about my sons, David and Jedward, are that they're incredibly sexy young men. They really are incredibly sexy young men, and everyone being too polite to correct her. And that's sort of how the rumour starts. They're actually those two boys at the back of the class who were quite good at tennis, but crap at football, and developed a bit late in the shower. Can we say this about the possible former Prime Minister? Developed a bit late in the shower? Possibly not. I don't know. There are other people standing, of course, for the Labour leadership. Ed Balls. Oh, brilliant. Somebody called Balls as Prime Minister would be fantastic, wouldn't it? First mistake he gets, balls up. First time he's caught out telling a lie, that's a load of balls. This man really needs to change his name. Possibly to Miliband. Nothing wrong, 3 Milibands, you know, they've got 2, nothing wrong with a third. And then, of course, you know, they've got the prospect of a woman. I mean, Harry had Harman, who said she won't stand. And then it gets a bit desperate. There are other Labour women. Jackie Smith lost her seat, but, you know, gives her husband more time to spend with his pornography, so that's quite good, but I don't suppose she can stand. And then you've got a sort of rank outsider, and a lot of the Labour politicians are complete ranks. You know, there's a lot of rank going on there. There's rumour, you heard it here first, because I started it, I suppose, of Peter Mandelson. Yes. Pete, the Didlock Mandelson. What's this space? He's come back before, he could do it again. Peter Mandelson. He has lost his seat, but he is a lord. But you can still be leader of the Labour Party and not sit in the House of Commons. It's a bit embarrassing, though, so it doesn't seem very likely. Well, my personal pick, my personal feeling is we're going to get David Miliband, because everyone says how good he is. We're going to get him, and then we're going to realise he's rubbish. And Labour are probably going to do what the Tories did and go through 3 or 4 leaders in rapid succession, and they're all going to be complete rubbish. That said, there's always the chance the Tories will collapse. The Tory Liberal coalition will collapse in the next few weeks, so, you know, watch this space. I've heard that Clegg did consider changing his name to Miliband.